Ringmaster, welcome back to the Speed Freaks Pits.
How are you?
Well, we already spent, as I said, 6 minutes too long talking about Formula One in the first segment because half of it...
I missed it, so you have to bring me up to speed.
Well, half of it involved Ralphie Schumacher, and I've been under a rock for the last 48 hours, and I didn't realize that bastard's lined up for Toyota.
Oh, Ben done. You know, we broke that. Talk about live, local, and late breaking. We did that back in, what, March?
March, yeah. It was talked about then. That's
yeah.
True.
Well, you haven't been under a rock that long. You knew that was going to happen.
Well, live, local, and late breaking. You've been watching the newscast, haven't you?
I have.
He saw Anchorman last night. Hey, no, you know what it is whenever I hear Ralph and Schumacher within the same sentence, I just block it out.
Well, you know, I'll tell you what. You know who my favorite person I really want to talk about? Is Yarno Trulli.
I was just going to say that.
Was that like a Bill Buckner, Leon Lett, Ernest Biner performance in the last 6 seconds of Manticore? What was that?
Ringmaster, do you understand that you just crushed two people in this room with... Well, actually, Leon Lett, when he made that mistake, we still won the championship. Yeah, but Ernest Biner...
But come on, what was that about?
Biner has become a verb in my category. When you blow it, you Biner it.
Well, he Bill Bucknered and Binered it. I mean, if I were him, I would have my resume and my driver's suit and, like, my references taped somewhere inside the monocoque.
Well, that'd be a short list.
Sucks!
He's gone. I mean, there's no question in my... You just can't blow the home GP pushing the home car with the home team and the home tires. You just... In 6 seconds to go, it just cannot happen.
Oh!
So, you know, but believe this, Kenny, and you're going to love this. Guess where he may end up?
William.
Toyota.
Oh.
Yeah, driving that rear-wheel drive sport compact car in Las Vegas next weekend.
Driving a Camry? No. Actually, he could be partnered with Schumacher Jr. with Toyota, and I didn't think it was going to happen, at least initially, but I can tell you what gave it away is that they were very high on Weber, but apparently now they're going to make the decision. I'm talking Toyota, make the decision about their second driver towards the end of the season, and who can they keep on the string that long? Nobody, truly.
So
Weber will be more than likely at Williams.
So what's a team that going to be like with Ralph and Yarno on the team? Is there enough talent there to get Toyota to the front of the line finally?
Well, you know what? I mean, one thing we do know about Trulli is that he does have speed and that he can do the one-lap qualifying. He can get the car up front. He's had an excellent relationship with Mike Gasconet over the years. And remember, Gasconet was at Renault for the last, what, 3 or 4 years? And he was their aerodynamics person. And he just took over Toyota this year, which reminds me that Toyota should be launching their new car the next GP in Hockenheim. So, you know, there is a relationship there. Formula One is about relationships. It's not necessarily about talent.
What about continuity?
Oh.
Continuity?
Yeah,
at Toyota.
Well, I mean, if he's been working with Gasconet, I mean, this is the first year that he hasn't worked with him in, what, four? So there is continuity there. I mean, Toyota has money to spend. They're looking for brand awareness and to build the brand necessarily with performance. They know they're still several years away at this point from being world champions or scoring enough points to be even in the top three or four. Why not spend your money with star power? You're based in Germany. You have a hard time attracting engineering talent or, you know, because the general intellect of Formula One is still Great Britain. You bring in Schumacher. He's from the Cologne area. You add in Trulli. You've got your star power, which is, I hate to say it, but it's greater than Damata and Panis, or certainly much better than Mika Salo and Alan McNish. So, you know, that's their decision. That's their money, but look for that to happen.
Would Yarno Trulli be making the kind of blow that Ralphie will make?
No, I mean, he probably could have been in line to make more, but again, after that French GP performance, you know, I mean, right after Monaco, too, I mean, he was on an all-time high. Didn't I even apologize to him on this show?
Yeah.
I think I did, so I spoke too soon. But I'm off the wagon now. Let's move on.
So what about Williams? Who's going to replace JP and Ralph in the Williams seats next year?
Well, you know, we know for certain that Mark Webber is going to be there. That's one. Now, the other two, as I said, I guess last week, I had thought that they were still going to go back with Villeneuve, but then you tried to shish kebab me with that one. So we'll see. I don't know. Anthony Davidson also is very high up on him. And David Coulthard, I think, thinks that he's going to get that position because, recall, he did drive for Williams back in, I guess it was, what, 94? But I'm not so sure that they were as high on him as he had hoped they were. So he could be moving around to even get this, Sauber.
Whoa.
What?
Yep.
Come on. The Ferrari farm team?
Yeah. Well, where's David Coulthard going to go?
Wow.
Well, if he still stays in F1. What are his options?
So you're
the
saying...
The Nissan team.
The America Le Mans?
Yeah, exactly. DTM.
He could drive. He could drive for Derek Walker in kart.
Yeah, well, speaking of kart, have you guys been hearing the Sebastian Bourdais rumors?
Oh, we just had him on the phone.
Did you? Did you ask him about if he was going to drive for Renault next year, replacing Yarno Trulli?
Oh, man.
No, you didn't tell us soon enough.
You should. Well, I wasn't on. You should have. That's... Look at where it's going, because, D'Amata is obviously going to come back to Champ Car or what's left of it, or possibly IRL.
Yeah, we announced that a couple months ago, but what I heard was D'Amata would come back with Haas, not necessarily Newman, and do the IRL.
Right, but, do you think that Newman can exist without Haas?
No, not at all.
If he wanted to.
Well,
he
but
he could
buy kart.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean...
And run the races on his estate in Connecticut.
Well, 6 months from now, we could all pass the hat around and buy a car, too.
We've got the ringmaster in here with some Formula One inside and some champ car.
You'd better disclaim that one right away.
I'm just playing. I don't know.
With what's going on in Formula One, and Statman and I were talking about this earlier, and it's not necessarily a dead horse, but it's a horse I seem to trip over every time I talk about Formula One. It's just the popularity of Formula One in the United States. And as I said, the USGP, as far as attendance, is the most popular race on the circuit. But gosh damn it, Ringmaster, how do we get the guy walking down the street that's a NASCAR fan, a drag racing fan, and a motocross fan to get the intellect to understand the difficulties to run a Formula One car that makes it interesting for the fan?
Well, I mean, it's going to take education, I mean, in a
but it's
way...
it's got to be simple. It's got to be simple education. Don't put out your freaking 70-page manual for one race.
Well, I mean, part of it is that you have to realize that it's drama, and that's kind of what we're trying to do, is talk about the drama that surrounds it. And, last week I said, I almost gave up last week and said, Formula One this year is, quite frankly, boring, and it's not, because immediately after I say that, Michael Schumacher goes out and does a four-stop strategy. It's a thinking man or a thinking person's type race when there's not a lot of overtaking, per se, on the track. It's about strategy. I mean, it's a very high-intellect type thought process, and it may not, be translatable to the common average fan anywhere in the world, but if you get into it, man, do you get into it.
Yeah, you took the words right out of my mouth. In fact, I said that it's not like drag racing where you line everybody up and you race to a point. It's not like NASCAR when you race around and around in a circle in these huge packs or straight lines. You have to get into the nuance of what is F1 racing, and not all of it is what's happening on the track. There's a lot of it that's happening in the pits and the strategy that's going on inside the helmets.
And the other thing would be kind of distribution. The companies or the people that are in control of Formula One distribution in North America are the global companies that are sponsors. And it's up to them to begin to leverage the Formula One platform here in the United States to make it an issue. And it's going to take all of them basically working together or, doing their part to make it happen. Because if not, it's going to be an obscure sport that comes on Sunday mornings at 7 a.m.,
So what's going to happen with Silverstone? They had some money problems and some issues with the safety at the racetrack. Are they going to move the race from Silverstone to maybe a street race in London?
That's obviously the rumor. I think that they're saying as recently as yesterday that they thought that they could make this thing happen next year, but I don't see it. I think it's probably a year or 2 years away. They have issues. I mean, Indianapolis, the one good thing about the United States Grand Prix and motorsports racing here in the United States is that we're very good at moving the crowds in and moving the crowds out. And if you've ever been to the Silverstone circuit or anywhere around there, that hasn't been the case. So it's almost a traffic nightmare. And quite frankly, Silverstone has not stepped up with its facilities the way that you see these brand new facilities like Bahrain or even Indianapolis, the way that they are able to, it's kind of like a brand new stadium for an NFL football team, with the luxury suites and all. Silverstone has not been able to keep pace with all of the bells and whistles that some of these other new tracks have. And if they can move it, or if Bernie can move it, you bet he will.
Wait, Ringmaster. You obviously haven't talked to the people at Michigan International Speedway, Sonoma, and Kentucky.
Well, I just said Indianapolis, Daytona.
The bigger races, they know it.
Kentucky, Nashville, I didn't mention those areas now.
Yeah, some of those racetracks, especially even at Sonoma and Michigan, the drivers can finish the race, get in their helicopters, be at the airport, and be home in Charlotte before some of those people in the traffic get home to Michigan or wherever their local house is. Yeah.
Right. Well, Gladys, you know, you're from the Indianapolis area. You know what a magnificent job, you know, for as many people as come in and out of the Indianapolis Motor Speedway, how people get in and out very fast. And
you know, when I brought Kenny to the Indy 500, his first Indy 500 a couple years ago, that was one of the first things out of your mouth, Kenny, is you said, oh, my gosh, they pack in 300,000, 400,000 people into here and they get them out on time? And I'm like, yeah, they do. They
Where's
really
the bitch
do.
At?
Yep. Hey, Ringmaster, before we get out of here, are we any closer than we were a month or 2 months ago of getting a second GP race here?
Talk is very strong that, yes, we are getting closer, and odds are strong that it could be based in the on the West Coast. And actually, Sonoma was one of those places that had been mentioned.
No, not with the traffic.
Well, here, you make me a liar. But you know who may be responsible for promoting it is Tony George.
Whoa.
Wow.
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 So, wait a minute. On that note, let's go back to...
yeah, we're not done with it yet.
Let's go back to this energy drink guy.
Dietrich.
Who will go unnamed. Are you going to drop the name
sure,
out there?
Dietrich Matheson, absolutely.
Is he going to buy Jaguar? We're going to finally get an American team?
Well, I mean, you have to, A, define American because he is
well,
awesome.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, these rumors have circulated before, but I would say it's closer this time than ever, and that brings up another good point. If you wanted to build an American team and you wanted to use Red Bull backing, technically, you know, the pieces are kind of there. They still need to be molded together. But, I mean, it could be as simplistic as him buying a stake in the team. Ford/Cosworth has committed to staying into Formula One at least until 2007, so the money's there. Now, does it have to be named Jaguar? Maybe not. But that would at least give him an engine manufacturer. And then you add in people like, say, an A.J. Allmendinger, who is Red Bull affiliated. You've got a Scott Speed who's doing well. And get this or get this not, what's the difference between, say, Buddy Rice and Danny Sullivan? Both are one-time Indianapolis 500 winners.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and Buddy Rice, most people forget, and he's a good friend of mine, is a Toyota Atlantic champion.
Oh, please don't put Buddy over there. No.
Is he one of...
No.
Well, but if you're going to get an American with any kind of star power right now, I mean, Buddy Rice is the hottest thing going in open-wheel racing, isn't he?
Yes, yes.
Is he one of the guys you have over to your house when you have all these big-name drivers for dinner?
But Buddy has not been over yet, but maybe he will. If I give an invitation, maybe he will.
Yeah, I heard about Barrichello at your place after the USGP.
It was a very good time. I just got a cigar room put in, and so we kind of christened it and broke it in.
You broke in your cigar room at your house with Rubens Barrichello.
Well, actually, I technically had broken it in already, but it's less than like a week old when he came over.
Drop another name on us. How come Michael wasn't there?
Well, you know, I don't have that kind of star power.
If you guys got me on a TV show,
I might be able to make it.
All right.
Yeah, hang your hat on that, baby. Hey, Ringmaster, thanks for coming in, buddy.
You got to keep us on a TV show first.
Hey, guys, I love the show.
We'll talk to you later.
All right, bye-bye.